This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live from the Hibbing Community College Theater in Hibbing, Minnesota. Now, that's reasonable, yeah. Before we go any further, let's turn first to a very important item, the Northern Minnesota Fall Foliage Watch, brought to you by Hamco, the only Iron Range self-service smelting yard. Because at Hamco, he who smelt it, dealt it. So let's hear that theme song.
Brisk fall winds fill your kite full, autumn leaves so delightful, drink some cider or a scotch, it's time for Foliage Watch.
And it is time again for Fall Foliage Watch here on the Great Northern Radio Show. So here's the report. They're all down. All the leaves fell down last week. They're all on the ground. Nothing but sadness and cold winds blowing through the empty branches. That's okay. It's all right. You know, the leaves, they look so pretty up on the tree, but as soon as they fall down on the soft ground below, they look like dog turds. Which, and all that really means is that I'm not picking up the leaves or the dog turds because it's too risky. You don't know what you're dealing with. So it seems like an April kind of problem, something to take care of, you know, long into the future. You know, Minnesota's got a lot of seasons, you know, and so fall is one of those seasons. I think we have 7 or 8 seasons, maybe 9 if you own a crossbow. And one of those seasons is about to wrap up, and it's a big one. That's road construction season. And I got to tell you, the people here in Hibbing know that for the past, it feels like many years, the Beltline has been just snarled in all kinds of construction. They're working on the road. They're putting in different stuff. It's crazy. They have traffic blocked up. The signs, slow stop, always slow, usually stop. And it's pretty crazy. The road construction in northern Minnesota is handled much the same way a teenager handles a 10-page paper. You know, it's the night before the deadline. There's crying. There's bargaining. A dance with danger. It's one of the perks of living here. Our entire economy is adjusted for the seasonal differences in our world. You know, the other thing about construction, you know how bad it is when the GPS routes you through the scary, murdery road outside the cemetery to save time. Ansley Road, by the way, good cut through if you're looking for one. And of course, the piece de la resistance of the construction, oh wait, I'm sorry, the piece that everyone resists is the roundabout, the new roundabout. It's getting booze. They're booing it. I knew it wasn't popular, but I had no idea it was that bad. Well, so there's this roundabout out, and it's on 169, and people have to go in a circle now to get through Highway 169. And it's really bad, you know. Some people really are complaining about the traffic. And I think one of the problems that Hibbing people are having is there's a rumor out there that if you go backwards through the roundabout, and if you go backwards fast enough, it affects the polarity of the earth. And before you know it, the hockey team's winning state titles again. And so everyone wants to try it. Okay. I took all the anger you had for the roundabout and I transmitted it over to me. You know, the thing is there's change. The roundabout has changed. The construction has changed. This is a town, however, that has dealt with a great deal of change over the years. In fact, the whole thing was moved. They moved the entire town to get at the iron ore underneath it 100 years ago. And really what it is, and they're doing it again. They're moving the mine view up in the north side of Hibbing again to access new veins of iron ore. And this is not a new thing. It's been going on for many, many years. Progress and destruction all at once. That's the story of Hibbing. That's the story of the Mesabi Iron Range. And the Hull Rust Mine, of course, we know it up there, operated by Hibbing Taconite. It's the mine that built America. I-beams built our cities, the rebar of our bridges and roads, the chassis of our trucks, they're all there. And I was up there at the mine view being interviewed by a German film crew the other day. And the thing is, there are all these, this is very professional, elaborate film crew talking about the mine and what goes on there. And I get to that part of the story that I think a lot of people here know, the part where you say, oh, and you should know something interesting about the Hull Rust mine pit. Three quarters of the iron ore used to make the steel for the U.S. war effort came from that mine right there. And I realized that maybe I had made it. I didn't cause an international incident. They were pretty cool about it. You know, they gave us Frank Hibbing, and we gave them, you know, tons of armaments buried, still buried in the land beneath them. Anyway, you know, nothing to worry about. There's change. A lot continues to change. You know, people wonder why Bob Zimmerman, Bob Dylan, came from this place, the guy who's saying the times they are changing. Well, that's because I think this is a place that has always had to deal with change. And I'm really proud to be from here, and I hope you enjoy our show tonight.